that was one of my most vivid memories of not seeing a butterfly this summer. But I wondered, Matthew, what your highlights of this summer had been, your butterfly moments of 2010.
I'm just going to mention that the butterfly really does bring out the hunting gene in us. Now, in days of yore, when you used to rampage round the woods and the forests with nets and killing jars and so on, it might have done a little bit of damage there. But nowadays, butterfly hunting is done with the camera and is benign. But it does very much bring out the hunting gene in us. And one does get haunted by these memories. I had a similar experience with the Camberwell Beauty back in 1975, when someone pointed one out to me at a rather a great distance, hurtling past on the sand dune system in a gale. I did see it, but if there hadn't been someone closer to the butterfly saying, "Camberwell Beauty, wow," I would have thought it was a red admiral or a peacock, because I just saw something hurtling black. But yeah, to answer your question, the lasting memories of this summer. And it was really a good year for spring and early and high summer butterflies. And then the weather fell apart in mid-July and remained poor. But those first half of the season, butterflies actually did emerge in very good numbers. And for most of them, next year could be very good. There will be some exceptions. In terms of highlights, late June, early July was a fantastic period. There had been several weeks of good weather. And there were very large emergences of things like white admiral and silver wash fritillary, and that dark prince, the Oakwood haunting thing, His Imperial Majesty the Purple Emperor, emerged in very good numbers. White admirals every now and then come out not white but black. And one of the variations or aberrations which the old collectors used to hunt most assiduously was, of course, the Black Admiral. Well, I saw 18 this year, which is quite a staggering number. It was a very, very good year for Black Admirals. There's also quite a few unusually marked aberrations of Silver Wash Fritillary around as well. Silver Wash Fritillary is spreading, having a fantastic time, spreading like mad. But once in a purple moon, and I mean purple, it's far rarer than blue, the Purple Emperor changes his colours and loses his white bands and spots. And I saw one, and photographed one, in 2009. Well, that's it. You know, that's as far as I'm ever going. I'll never, never repeat this about that particular moment. I photographed it. And then what happened on the 4th of July 2010? I saw an even better specimen of almost the same whiteless, all-purple emperor. And it was the hardest butterfly I've ever had to hunt, as it didn't want me to get anywhere near it. I had to pursue it for about 45 minutes, often at speed, and I'm not good, I don't do speed any longer. But I did eventually manage to get a few reasonable photographs of it, but never mind the photographs, they're trivia. It's the imprint in the mind that matters. And it really had taken me way deeper into this wonderful world of experience which butterflies take you into. Quite staggering. What were your highlights then, apart from failing the Camberwell Beauty, Patrick?
My big moment this summer was in a wood called Foxley Wood, which is a little fragment of ancient woodland in mid-Norfolk, and it's where the Purple Emperor once was and became extinct in probably the 1950s. And my dad and I used to always go there when I was a boy and sort of wistfully look out for this majestic creature and, of course, never see it. But this year we went back to admire white admirals, which are one of our most graceful butterflies, and we chanced upon a silver wash fritillary, which was a real moment of adrenaline and excitement, really, because as butterfly lovers, we realised that the nearest colony officially for a silver wash fritillary was in Essex, sort of more than 100 miles away, and that this must mean that perhaps this silver wash fritillary had either travelled a very long way, or indeed, hopefully, this beautiful woodland butterfly is spreading and recolonising back into East Anglia, which of course has been so demolished really by industrial agriculture. And it was a real moment of hope and wonder, and a sign that perhaps this butterfly is fighting back. And I was very pleased to hear from other butterfly lovers in the county that it was one of sort of 24 sightings this summer, which suggests that some silver wash fritillaries are on the march, which is great news, because we are surrounded by so much doom and gloom in conservation and in the world of butterflies. Most of our species are declining in number, and so it's important to have moments of exhilaration and hope as well, isn't it, I guess.